This is St. Louis Public Radio. It may sound like an old storyline. A St. Louisan starts a successful chain of bakeries. But this isn't the tale of Breadco, as we call it. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports on a St. Louis native who founded a bakery far from here.
Marky Culver had never baked bread before serving as a Peace Corps volunteer in the tiny East African country of Rwanda. Along with teaching English, she worked at a hospital as a nutrition advisor. Culver started first teaching women in her community to make salads with the veggies grown in the hospital garden.
And then literally just one day, I decided that I wanted to make a loaf of bread. And the honest truth is because I realized that I had been gluten-free and I was like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. I don't want to be gluten-free anymore. And I need to get bread in my mouth as soon as possible.
So she fashioned a Dutch oven out of some pots and stones and baked a loaf of bread. The women in her cooking class were intrigued and asked to be taught. Before the first batch of dough could cool, the women were breaking off pieces of bread for their children.
Pretty much immediately. And the reason that was an aha moment for me was because I realized that women were a conduit, obviously, for their children. And so when I realized that, I thought, well, hello, if we just pack this bread full of fat and protein and micronutrients, then this could be a pretty darn healthy snack.
Culver and the women came up with recipes that included peanut oil, carrots, and beets.
If malnutrition were a problem in the village, I realized that bread could be an interesting vehicle for nutrition, and one that the women already knew how to make.
Culver's Peace Corps service came to an end in 2012, but she promised the women if they could raise the funds, she would return to help them open a bakery. They did, fast, and Culver came back and helped them open the Rwandan Women's Bakery. The Ladue-born Culver is now 33 years old, with an MBA from Washington University. But this venture has not been without failure. That first bakery she started is closed. She's since partnered with another Peace Corps volunteer to start a second iteration, calling it the Women's Bakery.
The Women's Bakery exists to create access to education for women. We exist to create access to gainful and also sustainable employment for women.
I visited the flagship bakery in Rwanda this summer. Off a side street in the capital of Kigali, customers drank coffee and ate bread on a swinging bench under leafy shade. A large window behind them offers a view of the kitchen.
So this is where they prepare all the bread.
And then bakery director Noel Nabanganimana gave me a quick tour. Two women twist strips of golden dough with oily hands into pretzels and honey rolls.
The pretzel is my favorite, and also the carrot muffin is the best.
Many of the women the bakery hires are unemployed or underemployed, single, or victims of domestic abuse. After a multi-week training course, most are hired to work the bakeries. Others have taken the training certificates elsewhere. Training manager M.A. Shizirungu says older women play a major role in the bakery.
I also believe in a knowledge transfer. So our very old women whom we trained are the ones who are helping me to actually teach the new trainees.
The Women's Bakery celebrated its third anniversary this summer. They've opened three other bakeries in Rwanda and two in Tanzania. There are plans to open one in Uganda soon. In talking over the future of the Women's Bakery, Culver is quick to reference a famous chain of bakeries in her dreams of expansion.
So if you envision something like a Panera or St. Louis Bread Co., it's that.
In fact, she'd love to get some advice from the founders of that more famous eatery.
I've been trying to get a hold of Panera or someone at Panera for years, Ryan, and you'd think being from St. Louis, there would be some connection, and I just don't have any.
Culver says the bakery's growth trajectory is slower than she initially imagined, but she keeps coming back to the women who roll and bake the bread, saying their power and resilience is a constant inspiration. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.